Exclusive: Trump campaign crushes Biden for fake abortion hoax, desperate to spread misinformation. By Catherine Hamilton on April 8, 2024. President Joe Biden's re-election campaign devolved into another anti-Trump hoax after the former president released a video on Monday revealing his abortion position. The Biden re-election campaign, in addition to releasing a frantic two-page statement, was quick to clip part of Trump's four-minute speech out of context to accuse him of supporting tight restrictions on abortion and in vitro fertilization, IVF, including forking, rape victims to give birth. Trump says he supports extreme abortion bans across the country that criminalize doctors, threaten IVF, and force rape victims to give birth. That's what they will be, the Biden-Harris HQ X account claimed over a 7-second clip of Trump's announcement. In an exclusive statement to Breitbart News, Trump spokeswoman Caroline Levitt said the Biden campaign is desperate to spread misinformation and lies about President Donald Trump. Biden's campaign may be used to only clipping 7 seconds because their candidate can't go longer than that without slurring his words. But their failing strategy of pulling President Trump's remarks out of context is getting old, Levitt said. They are desperate to spread misinformation and lies about President Trump because Crooked Joe can't catch up in the polls. The American people know the truth. The Trump War Room X account also hit back at the Biden campaign, drawing attention to Biden's poor memory. 9-second clips out of context will not save your campaign. Sorry that your candidate can't do live interviews anymore. But if you think lying and misleading voters like this is a winning strategy, get ready to lose in November, the post reads, before referring users back to Trump's original statement. In his announcement posted to Truth Social, Trump said the issue of abortion is about the will of the people and should be left up to states to decide. The 45th president touted his role in nominating the Supreme Court justices who ultimately overturned Roe v. Wade in their Dobbs decision, ending 50 years of an invented constitutional right to abortion and sending the issue back to individual states and their elected representatives. My view is now that we have abortion where everybody wanted it from a legal standpoint. The states will determine by vote or legislation, or perhaps both, and whatever they decide must be the law of the land, Trump said. This is all about the will of the people. You must follow your heart or, in many cases, your religion or your faith. Do what's right for your family, and do what's right for yourself, he continued. Do what's right for your children. Do what's right for our country, and vote, so important to vote. At the end of the day, it's all about the will of the people. Trump also noted that while the issue of abortion is often a deep moral choice for many voters one way or another, Republicans must also win elections to restore the culture. Democrats, as well as President Joe Biden's campaign, have been heavily banking on driving voter turnout around the topic of abortion, using the issue to paint Republicans as extreme and a threat to women. You must follow your heart of this issue, but remember, you must also win elections to restore our culture. And, in fact, to save our country, which is currently and very sadly, a nation in decline, he said. Our nation needs help. It needs unity. It needs us all to work closely together. Trump also spoke in favor of IVF and abortion laws that contain exceptions for rape, incest, and the life of the mother. Trump's position to leave abortion laws up to individual states comes after he floated the possibility of federal legislation limiting abortion after 15 weeks of pregnancy. Such a limit would likely allow at least 95% of abortions to continue, as most occur within the first 13 weeks of pregnancy, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention CDC. Some leading pro-life groups have asked Trump to consider such legislation to combat Democrats' agenda of passing federal protections for abortion that would surpass Roe v. Wade via the Women's Health Protection Act, which would usurp state laws and allow abortion throughout pregnancy. Despite Trump clearly advocating for a state-by-state approach to abortion, President Joe Biden's two-page statement promises to restore Roe and doubles down on claims the former president would sign a national abortion ban if it came across his desk. Democrats, as well as President Joe Biden's campaign, have been heavily banking on driving voter turnout around the topic of abortion, using the issue to paint Republicans as extreme and a threat to women. Let there be no illusion. If Donald Trump is elected and the MAGA Republicans in Congress put a national abortion ban on the resolute desk, Trump will sign it into law, Biden said, while also accusing Trump of scrambling. He's worried that since he's the one responsible for overturning Roe, the voters will hold him accountable in 2024. Well, I have news for Donald. They will. America was built on personal freedom and liberty. So, there is nothing more un-American than having our personal freedoms taken away. And that is what Donald Trump has done, Biden added. As I have said many times since the Dobbs decision, Donald Trump and all those responsible for overturning Roe don't have a clue about the power of women in America. But they are about to find out. The Biden campaign has been stirring up controversy ahead of the November election by taking Trump's comments out of context on various issues and framing them as violent and racist. For example, the Biden campaign last week posted a clip to X of Trump appearing to call illegal immigrants animals. The Biden account left out that Trump was referring to an illegal alien arrested for the murder of 22-year-old Lakin Riley. The Biden campaign also propagated the bloodbath hoax after Trump spoke at a rally in Ohio in March and forecasted a bloodbath awaiting the auto industry should China be allowed to flood the United States with imports. The Biden campaign clipped the comments to falsely make it appear as if Trump was calling for violence if he is not elected in November. The fake news made a big deal out of the word bloodbath, knowing that it was about our shrinking auto manufacturing business, and the fact that they use the same name all the time. They are so bad. Trump posted on Truth Social in response. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X at the Cot_Hamilton.